Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A group of military officers in Niger have appeared on national television to announce that they have carried out a coup and suspended all state institutions. The spokesman, Colonel Major Amadou Abdramani, confirmed the military takeover.
This day, we, the Defence and Security Forces, have decided to put an end to the regime you know. This follows the continuing deterioration of the security situation and poor economic and social governance. We reassure the national and international community that the physical and moral integrity of the authorities will be respected in accordance with the principle of human rights. All the institutions of the Seventh Republic are suspended. All external partners are asked not to interfere.
The BBC's Camilla Mills picks up the story.
A military officer said Niger's constitution had been dissolved, its borders closed, and a curfew imposed until further notice. He said the intention was to put an end to the regime, but did not directly refer to President Mohamed Bazoum, who has been held by troops from the Presidential Guard since early on Wednesday morning. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken conveyed Washington's unwavering support in a phone call to Mr. Bazoum. The UN head, Antonio Guterres, has also offered his government the UN's full support. Mr. Bazoum is a key Western ally in the fight against Islamist militancy in West Africa.
In recent years, there have been coups in neighbouring Mali and Burkina Faso. Both have ordered French troops to leave and have forged closer ties with Russia. A report by the UN's children's agency, UNICEF, has warned that half of all young people in Europe and Central Asia are now regularly exposed to severe heat waves. It says their health is increasingly at risk from such climate change-related extreme weather. Children are especially vulnerable to excessive heat. Their core temperatures rise higher and faster than those of adults. Imogen Folks reports.
UNICEF's report warns that adults may not always identify dangerous symptoms of heat-related illness in children. It urges governments across Europe and Central Asia to invest in heatwave mitigation plans and to put children at the centre of them. Half of all children in Europe are already exposed to frequent heatwaves by 2050. If global temperatures continue to rise as predicted, all of them will be.
Parliament in El Salvador has approved group trials for thousands of people detained during a crackdown on criminal gangs. The measure was passed by 67 votes in favour to 6 against. The legislation will allow prosecutors to try several people at once if they're alleged to be either part of the same criminal group or from the same area. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Teachers across Chile are holding a 24-hour strike to demand better working conditions from the government. They're also calling for the payment of a debt they say teachers have been owed since 1981, when their salaries were reduced. Teachers also want more to be done to tackle violence in schools. Cuba's President Miguel Díaz-Canel has used celebrations marking the 70th anniversary of the start of the island's communist revolution to criticise Washington's ongoing sanctions. He told the crowd that the measures were a perverse attempt to sink the Cuban economy. The British billionaire Joe Lewis has pleaded not guilty to insider trading charges at a court in New York City. Prosecutors allege the 86-year-old tycoon abused his access to corporate boardrooms by repeatedly passing on insider information to his social circles, enabling them to make millions of dollars on the stock market. Mr. Lewis, whose family trust owns Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, can still use his private plane for business reasons within the boundaries of restricted domestic travel. The Irish singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor has died at the age of 56. The cause of her death is unknown. Her cover version of Prince's Nothing Compares to You in 1990 won her multiple award nominations and worldwide fame, but she regarded herself as a protest singer, not a pop star. In a BBC interview in 2013, Sinead O'Connor was asked if she had any regrets about her life and career.
I love me. I'm very proud of me. I'm very proud that I didn't succumb to... I was too young not to take on board everybody else's opinion, if you like, you know. So that's the only regret I have, is that I spent an awful lot of years thinking I was some dreadful, awful person who didn't deserve to live just because I was different or just because, you know, people give you a hard time or whatever. But I don't regret, you know, being me as such, because I think I'm great.